To everybody, so Revi of Shmini deals with the Chazay and the Shok as a Matnos Kahuna. If you recall back in the Miluim, and the Ramban speaks about a lot about this. There was a Horah Shah that the Shok was actually part of the Truma Lashem, and the Ramban thinks that that's why the Torah here is Mechalek Shok HaTruma VaChazay HaTnufa. In other words, if you want to know why Aaron Uvanav are Zocha to this aspect of the Shlamim, well, the Shok, they were Zocha to through the Truma, the fact that it was Muram Lashem with the Chalavim, Bimeha Miluim, and the Chazay was with Tanufa, because remember that was, you know, the Moshe Hayal Mana, that was Moshe was Mishamish, Kohen Gadol, Bechalok Lava, and Kol Shivas Hayamim. So Shok HaTruma VaChazay HaTnufa Lishay HaChalavim Yaviyu Laniv Tanufa Lifnei Adonai. So again, the Ramban quotes Rashi, is not understanding exactly why there's a chiluk between Shok HaTruma VaChazay HaTnufa. If you're doing Truma, which is Malo Morid, and Tnufa, which is Molech Humevi, to both of them, why would you differentiate? The answer is because of the legacy of the Miluim. The Sforno, based on this Ramban, has the idea here, Shalo Tizku Bahem Ad Achar Hanafa, Sha'at Tizku Bahem, excuse me, Mishulchan Gavoa, right? So that these are necessary to establish that the Kohanim are Ochlin, you know, even by the Shlamim, Kachim Kalim, Betoras, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, right? The Achilas Kohanim and Bailim Miskaprin phenomenon, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu is intact, even with respect to Kachim Kalim. Just pivoting back to the Ramban for a second, I think it's really interesting to think about the Chazay and the Shok is appealing to two different modalities, if you will, of Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Now, obviously, the Shok is quite literally Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, that the Shulchan, the Mea Miluim, according to the Ramban, literally went on Shulchan Hashem. So that, you know, is Muvan Meilav. But what about the Chazay? How is that, you know, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu? So certainly what the Sforno is pointing out is the Tenufa itself, is a gesture that is a form of avodah, and Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. But what about the involvement of Moshe? What about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to it, you know, bimei hamiluim? So the Ramban has a lashon here. Uvitnufa zo bilvad niskadish v'zacha b'moshe liyos lo lemana b'neishes chos Aaron ubana b'chazei v'shok l'doros hayam miyom hamiluim. Zachu b'shok b'trumas l'Hashem uv'chazei b'tnufa. So shar basar l'baylim yikari l'olam ha'shok ha'truma v'chazei ha'tnufa kasher haya b'hem b'yom ha'zuchos. So the way that the Ramban sets it up, the tnufa is certainly the most important, you know, element, but once it passed through the brief stage, but still a stage, in the history of the Avodah, of the Yimei HaMiluim, through the offices of Moshe Rabbeinu as Kohen Gadol, so then it becomes part of the Zechus of Aaron. So you might say the following then. When it comes to the Shok HaTruma is pure Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, right? During the Yimei HaMiluim, it wasn't as if it went to Moshe, it went onto the Shulchan Gavoa, and now it goes straight to Aaron. And when it comes to the Chazay actually is Aaron's via Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Tnufa, I'm not discounting that. The Tnufa is done, I'll call upon him. But what makes the Chazay and the Shok fundamentally different is that, again, the Chazay, you know, is coming to Aaron via Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to the Shok is really a pure Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So even if the Chazay had the Tnufa then, Bimei HaMiluim, and as the Tnufa now, the fact is that it was channeled, you know, through the auspices of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that makes it distinctive. So you have a pasuk which is Mechalik Shok HaTruma VaChazay HaTnufa Alishei HaChalavim Yaviyu. With Ramban, you know, is Meir Einenu, is that these Chazay VaShok, Chazay VaShok, you know, we always say it together, but there's really a very different pathway to being, you know, a matnas kahuna. One of them is a pure Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, and one of them is Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, but also, you know, channeled, it's always going to be. The Yom HaZchus is inextricably linked with Moshe Rabbeinu. So as we've said in the past, it's not trivial. Right? The fact is that Moshe Rabbeinu put his own stamp on the Avodah during those 7 days. The Keser Torah is the basis of the Keser Malchus, Vishuun Melech, that also comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Keser Kahuna. And maybe, you know, more than anything else, the Chazeh, LeMoshe Haya LeMana, that's one of the ways that Moshe put his imprimatur, specifically as it regards the Chazeh on the Avodah, on the Matnos Kahuna.